Perek Dal in Mishnah Hey. The following Mishnah discusses when it would be permitted to eat seeds of barley and wheat without tithing them first, as well as the obligation to tithe different parts of a plant. Hamakalef Seorim Mekalef Achas Achas V'Ochel. A person may eat raw kernels of barley without tithing them if he shells and eats one kernel at a time. However, V'im Kilef V'Nasan L'Soch Yadu Chayev. If he does not eat the first kernel as soon as he removes its shell, but rather places it in his hand while he shells another one, he may not eat the barley without first separating tithes. For preparing a collection of kernels is no longer considered to be a casual snack. Hamolel melilos shelchitim. If a person roasts ears of wheat and then rubs the kernels between his fingers to crush the chaff and release the kernels inside, Minapa miyad liyad viochel. He may sift the kernels by tossing them from one hand to the other and eat them without separating tithes first. For sifting the kernels without using a proper utensil is how a person who wishes to eat a snack would do. Unlike barley, wheat kernels are not sifted individually, even by a person who intends to eat them as a snack. Therefore, even if a number of wheat kernels are sifted in this manner, it is still considered to be a casual snack. Vimnipa v'nosan l'socheko chayev. However, if he sifts the kernels and then places them in his lap before eating the kernels, he is obligated to tithe the kernels, for this is a more formal way of eating the kernels. Kuzbar shezara lezera yiraka poter. Coriander that one plants for its seeds is the greens of the plant are exempt from tithes, for as the Bartanur explains, because the coriander was not planted for the greens, they are not considered to be fruit and are not subject to tithes. Zara liyarak mis aseres zera viyarak. But if he planted the coriander plant for the greens and the seeds both require tithing before eating. Rebbe Elazar says, Hasheves misaseres zera v'yarak v'zirim. Dill requires that before eating any part of the plant, the seeds, the greens, or the stems, the plant must be tithed. For according to Rebbe Elazar, all the parts of the dill plant are significant and considered to be fruit. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim disagree, and they say, Enu misaser zera v'yarak, Ela hashachalayim v'agargar bovad. No species is ever subject to tithing of both its seeds and greens if the plant wasn't planted for greens, except for the shachalayim and the gargar plant, but no other plant. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic day.